Okay, it says I'm live. I'm gonna give it a few. I'm gonna give it a second to see if anyone joins the stream. I'll just wait. Says no one. No one's here. It's just me by myself talking to myself. Okay, hey, we've got some people joining. Get in here. Let's see here. Nothing on Facebook. No one said anything. So we're just on YouTube, I think, right now. Oh, Facebook maybe has arrived. I don't know. Say hello. Ah, you guys. It's been a while. I mean, has it? It's been a while. And I'm just literally getting on here just to say hi. Hello. How are you guys doing? Anything going on out there? Oh my gosh. Where do we start? I mean, what do we say? What are we going to talk about? What should we talk about? Say what you want to talk about. Just talk to me here in the comments. This is hot. Oof. Fix some tea here and it's just, burns your mouth, makes you, oof. Okay. Anyways, hello. 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 I'm here. I'm here, you're here, we're here, and a lot's going on in our country, around the world. I have been away on a little I would say break. Would you say a break? A little break. I feel like if you don't take a break here and there, you burn out, and I don't want to burn out. I'm in it for the long run, guys. It's a marathon, and I'm pacing myself. And in order to pace yourself, I was a runner actually. So in order to pace yourself, you've got to find the right speed. I see people out there going 1,000 miles a minute, and it's like, you know what? Just don't burn out here because we need you in the fight. So I encourage everyone to take a breather here and there because you can. It's a lot. A lot's going on. There's so many different topics we could talk about. We could talk about the Trump R word. You can't say R-A-I-D. Yeah, you can't say it because they're changing the definition of that, just like they have changed the definition with pretty much everything in our world right now. It's just a hot mess, is it not? They're like, you can't say that. Like, you can't say that, or else we're gonna fact check you, and then we're gonna tell you like the right definition of it, and you like used it inappropriately. So now your page is being suppressed, and no one can see it because you used the word inappropriately, and we don't approve. We, who are we? I don't know who we are. We are just fact checkers that like to control the world, and we're getting paid a lot of money by like big people, big techs that want to rule the world. And oh my gosh, I gotta stop talking. Here we are. And yes, do I get fact checked often? Yes. So you have to be so careful about what you say. I do really quick want to note that one of my videos, and maybe some of you have arrived for that one, is me ranting in a car. I'm a leftist telling just to buy an electric car. And people are like really upset about it. And that was me. I was playing a leftist. Because that's what they say. They're like, oh my gosh, gas prices are hard for you. Like, they're hard. Like, you're having a hard time paying your bills. Just buy an electric car. It's so easy. So I just, I kept hearing that. So I was like, I'm gonna play this person. And that's what I did. And I think a lot of people think I'm a real person. I mean, that they think that was real and it was satire. So don't wish ill on me. I'm just portraying the role. I'm literally presenting the world as I see it. I don't know if you guys saw the Mar-a-Lago video of the FBI. That was a fun one to make because, I mean, the media, right? The Washington Post, they're like, well, just say like nuclear codes, like say something nuclear. And so like if the whole like process was inappropriately done and like it was like over the top and they could have just, okay, back it up. They subpoenaed the information that they supposedly retrieved at Mar-a-Lago, and Trump was working with them. Like, there's discrepancies over documents type thing, but the Washington Post is like, let's just say like nuclear, like just mention the word nuclear, and then like the rest of the American public will be like, oh, okay. Like, if it's nuclear stuff that he has, then the raid was okay. It's okay if that happened, and like there's no proof of that, right? So now we're going back and forth on what do the warrants say? We want the affidavit. Supposedly, the judge just recently, like a few minutes ago, said, okay, we're going to release quite a bit of stuff. But I always am skeptical at that. Like, how much are you going to release? Is it just enough to say for the public, for the media to be like, okay, they released the information, now pipe down. So I, you know, we'll see what they release and we'll see. So, but that whole thing, oh my gosh, you guys, I think for me, like just being someone that's, you know, around the political scene on the outside, cause I'm not really one of the insiders. I'm kind of the outside, I'm in the outside group. That's me over here. Just watching that whole thing go down, I was like, wow. Like, here we have the Department of Justice just, you know, going after a political opponent, using our FBI to do it. And I know, like, this is what the liberals say, and I've got to do a video on this now because you guys give me so much to work with, the left does. But they're like, aren't you guys the party of law and order? Like, what's so wrong? Like, don't you support the FBI? Like, aren't you the party of law and order? And I'm like, oh my gosh, stop. I support law and order if you're using it appropriately. But if you're being weaponized to go after your political opponents, then no, I don't support that. I mean, what? Come on. Like, don't you support, like, the party of law and order? Just stop with that. Stop it. Just stop. Okay. No, I don't support mothers who spoke up at school board meetings having their home, their door kicked in by the FBI. No, I don't support the IRS going after people that, you know, did nothing wrong because they align politically against the left. I don't support the border, our border patrol right now, who's federally operated. I mean, they're federal employees. Literally unlocking a gate that the National Guard locked. I don't know if you guys saw that video, but that's another thing that's got me fired up. Our border is out of control. Okay, sorry, I'm like ranting now. But our southern border is nuts right now, right? It's absolutely nuts. We've got like over millions have got come into our country now. Are they good? Are they bad? I don't know. I mean, do they want what's best for America? I don't know. Could they be a terrorist? I don't know. We don't know, but just, you know, let in the end, let's go. And the National Guard in Texas, there's this viral video going out there right now. They literally go down and like lock this fence. And then the Border Patrol show up and they unlock it. They unlock it. That's not protecting law and order, okay? If you're federal law enforcement right now, if you happen to be watching this, you support the rule of law. Okay, if you are not abiding by the law, then no, we're not going to support you. If we have immigration law, you guys aren't enforcing it right now. So yeah, we don't support that. Okay, we don't support you going in and going through our former first lady's closet. I mean, how weird is this getting? You guys are like obsessed in a creepy kind of way. Like, it's gotten weird. It really has. I mean, it was weird when the Hillary Clinton campaign for president put out a fake dossier that Trump colluded with Russia and that he had hookers pee on some mattress in Moscow. Like, that was weird. Like, I was like, okay, that's out there. And it's weird that you would even go there. But you guys are strange. Like, you're strange and obsessive with Trump. I get it. It's borderline, like, you know, it's you've crossed into obsessive now. Yeah, it's like, what's that movie? Fatal Attraction. Like, we're there, right? Like, we're there with you guys. But now you're going through, like, Melania's closet. Like, creepy, right? Am I the only one that's like, wow, okay. Like, they're so deranged. They're so weird and, like, that they're like, they've entered full-on stalker. Like, they're so obsessed with Trump that... I mean, you can't talk to a stalker that's obsessed with like someone. Like, you're like, they're deranged, right? They're like creeping, stalking, psycho place, right? Like, that's stalker. Okay. That's the left at this point with Trump. They've gone full on stalker, right? And it's creepy, it's weird. And we need to do something with that artistically at some point. I will have to, because it's just gotten strange. Like, it's like, okay, now you're in Melania's closet. Like, does anybody else find that Like, is this okay with everybody? Are you guys good? This is weird. Like, it's weird. It's weird. And that's where we are. So anyways, and enough with the, you don't support law enforcement. No, I don't support law enforcement that's not abiding by the law, right? Or I don't support law enforcement that has been weaponized to go after, political adversaries. Like, I don't know. I don't. And they're like, well, you said, that you support law enforcement. Well, yeah, if you're abiding by the law. But at this point, it's just lawless. It's lawless. They've gone off the rails. They've gone completely off the rails. They can't have Trump running in 2024. They have to find something on him. That guy is the most vetted person in the world. I mean, at this point, he is the most vetted, researched person on the planet. On the planet. And they still haven't found anything. And yet people are like, we're almost there. Like, we almost got him, guys. We almost got him. We stop it. Like, you're weird. You're weird. You're weird and you need help. Seriously. It's just like, I'm sitting here watching like the whole left go full on Fatal Attraction. And it's okay. You guys want to do that? Because this, okay. I've been talking to some independents, right? People that are like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm not a really big like Trump fan. Like, I'm not like, I'm not like, his policies were fine, but like him as a person, oh my gosh, so annoying. But when they raided the home in Mar-a-Lago, like that's crossing the line. That's what they're saying. Like, people that I talk to, and believe it or not, I have a lot of independent unaffiliated people that I, mingle with. And they're like, yeah, that crossed the line. They're like, now it's gotten weird. Like, they're like, why? What are you doing? So we'll see. But I think that's fired some people off. And it kind of woke some people up. Because a lot of people are like, I'm tired. That last election, like, what was that? It's just getting weird. And there's so many different things going on in the country right now and in the world. And I'm tired. And then you guys go and, go into Melania's closet. And that, that woke some people up. So... And if you are federal law enforcement of any kind, abide by the law. And if you're being ordered to do something that goes against the law, speak up. Where are the whistleblowers? I mean, honestly, guys, step it up. You're on the wrong team if you support going after political adversaries, arming the IRS to go after people that don't politically align with the left. Like, you're on the wrong side. Like, do you know that you're supporting communism? Like, maybe they don't know it. Like, that's why my thing. I'm like, do you understand that you're on the wrong side? Like, communism is not the side to be on, guys. That's not the side to be on. Going after people like this and what we're seeing in our country right now, that's not the right team. Okay, letting people into the country that have not gone through the duly the way of law process to get into our country and have applied for citizenship and gone through the right steps, letting people in just because, that's not right. Like, you're not doing it right. It's not according to the law. If you're not abiding by the law, speak up and start calling these people out. It's nuts. Oh yeah, Liz Cheney. Should we talk, Liz? I played her. I think I posted her video recently on the Facebook page. But you guys, like, she wasn't elected. And it's okay. She took one for the team because she's also trying to take Trump down. And it's funny. It's funny that they say, well, Liz Cheney, I mean, she was a strong conservative, guys. And she supported Trump like 93% of the time. Like 93% of the time she supported Trump. And then suddenly, like, the whole MAGA crowd, like, got all up on her and like angry with her because she didn't go along with the big lie. And I mean, like that's so the whole MAGA crowd and the whole Republican Party is just lost. They're so lost. Stop it. Stop. You Democrats did the same exact thing in 2016 and in 2017 and into 2018. I mean, your own vice president, what did she say? I've got a quote from her. There are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines, which are vulnerable to being hacked. 2018, Kamala Harris. She questioned the election of 2016, and she questioned our machine. So did Adam Schiff. So did like half of your party. So to question elections and to question the integrity of elections doesn't mean you're loony, okay? It means you want to make sure that things are being done correctly. So stop it with that. That whole thing is just, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm talking a million miles a minute. Am I? Am I talking too fast? Sorry. I'm just, it's a lot to say. And it's funny because my husband called me earlier and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. I might go live. And I was like, but I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know. And it looks like I found something to talk about because I'm talking away here. Oh yeah. And they keep saying like democracy is under attack. That's another thing I want to talk about really quick. Democracy is under attack, you know, and Liz Cheney said it like over and over again, like democracy is under attack and it's democracy and we have to fight for democracy and Trump is a threat to democracy. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. That's right, a constitutional republic, which means that in a democracy, the mob rules, majority rules. It's like, hey, who wants to go get, you know, ice cream after dinner? And you got 10 people in the room and 9 people raise their hand. We're going to get ice cream. Majority rule. That's democracy. We don't live in a democracy, okay? We live in a constitutional republic, which means that if everybody says, we're going to get ice cream, and there's one individual's like, I don't really want ice cream. I'm lactose intolerant. It really hurts my stomach. I don't feel like I should get ice cream. Then the Constitution comes in and says, you know what? This person doesn't have to get ice cream if they don't want to, because I'm the Constitution. I'm protecting the individual with their own rights and what they want to do. Okay. They're protected under the Constitution. Okay. Thank God for that. Thank God that the leftist crazy radicals out there don't run rampant. And they would love to. Oh my gosh. They would love to take the Constitution. They would love to shred that thing apart. They hate it. They hate the Constitution because it protects the individual, right? And all of these lawsuits that are now coming into play. What happened just recently in Illinois where individuals that didn't want to take the jab, right? And they were fired because you won't put this in your body and you have to have it in your body. And if you don't take it, you're fired. Well, they just won their lawsuit, okay? Because the individual is protected in this country. Thank God for that. My goodness. Thank God that majority does not rule here. So enough with the democracy is under threat if Trump, democracy is under threat. Just stop it. Stop. All right. I'm almost done. Oh, Brian Stelter is out at CNN. Show's been canceled and he's been fired. So good. That's good. Say goodbye, Brian. Bye. See you later. Bye. What else? I don't know. I think that's anything else you guys want to talk about? I just wanted to cover those things. I've got my dog Ringo, who I post often with on Instagram, if you follow me on Instagram. But I have my trolls. Oh, I love them. Here they are. Let's see what they're saying here. Okay. Yeah, you guys hate the Constitution. Just stop. Like, stop it. Stop it. You're obsessed with Trump and you hate the Constitution. Like, fact check me on that. Oh, yeah, they're okay. I love it. You guys. It's fun. It's fun. And I think we need to debate. And a lot of people are like, you should get rid of all the trolls on your page. Like, get rid of them all. Rachel, just go through and just troll. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. And I let a lot of them stay because they're here. And I'm amazed you've stuck around this long. I really am. Like, thanks for sticking around, because that means you're actually listening to something that you disagree with, which is good, which is good. You should listen to things you disagree with and then be able to argue why. Most of them can't argue why. They just argue with emotion because they run on emotion, right? They don't like Trump because he's mean and he says abrasive things. But what policies did you not like of Trump's? Can you answer me that? Write down what policies. Securing the border, was that just, horrible? Not going to war with Russia and Ukraine and making the whole world like just sit still, all the dictators and tyrants and regimes, all of them just sat still while Trump was president. Did you notice that? We didn't have threats of nuclear war while Trump was president. Did you hate that part? What other parts did you not like? Less taxes, lower gas prices, no inflation, less inflation. What were those policies you just couldn't stand? I mean, honestly, what policies of Trump? Write it down. Him standing up for life inside the womb, because the baby inside the womb is a life. Science says so. Did you have a problem with that one? Did that really rattle you? I mean, what policies of Trump's did you hate? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. And they don't know. They can't answer. They can't answer that. They just don't. Because he was just, I don't know. I just, it's all emotion. It's all emotion with them. But that's what I do, what I do. Because my job is to reach people emotionally. That's why I do satire. That's why I do humor. And that's why I have trolls. Because they laugh and then they come to my page and they're like, oh, maybe I don't like her. I actually hate her. I hate her so much. I'm going to stay here and watch her stuff. So anyways, do you guys have a good summer? Huh? Are your kids back in school? My kids are not quite in school yet. We have a very long summer, which I'm fine with. I'm fine with. But, you know, all the other kids around are in school. And now my kids are like, I'm bored. So trying to find things to do at the very tail end of summer. And yes, my kids go to a good school where they're not indoctrinated and they love this country and they're not being indoctrinated, thank God, or else I wouldn't have them there, right? I wouldn't do that. Please do a Liz Cheney. I need to do a Liz Cheney, but running, comparing herself to Abraham Lincoln. I mean, what was that? It's like ultimate delusion, right? And I tweeted this out, like, hey guys, I tried out for the rec basketball team and I didn't make it. Like, I didn't make the rec basketball team. So I'm just going to go pro. Right? I'm just going to go pro. I'm going to go pro. I mean, that's what it sounds like. Like, I didn't get reelected by the people of Wyoming for my congressional, you know, House seat. So I'm going to run for president. Like, does that sound good? Like, are we, yeah. Now, she'll launch a presidential run. She'll gain a ton of money. Democrats will be like, send Liz money. Let's take down Trump, because they're obsessed with Trump. And they'll be like, let's send her money. And she'll raise a bunch of money. And she probably won't even make like the debate stage. But somehow they'll work it so she gets on the debate stage. And then it'll just be this ugly battle. And then she'll, you know, she'll make a lot of money. And then she'll use that money for attack ads on Trump. And then nothing will come of it. And she'll probably launch, you know, and run as an independent just to kind of siphon off votes from Trump. I mean, that's probably what she's up to, if I had to predict it. So best of luck with that, Liz. Best of luck. Oh, gosh, my dog is going off the chain right now. I'll have to go check on him. What is going on? Maybe the IRS is at my front door. I don't know. Okay. Let's see here. All right. I'm reading your comments. I'm reading them. And I do go through and read your comments. And I appreciate your comments, guys. And I was talking to some people the other day and they're just like, I'm exhausted from all this. Like, I'm exhausted. And I'm like, take a time out. Like, honestly, you have to do that for yourself. You have to take a time out. Spend time with the people that you love. Be present for the people right in front of you. I feel like there's so much time spent on social media and so much time spent watching the negative news and all this junk that we can get into a cynic kind of point of view. But just look at what happened to Liz Cheney the other day, right? The people of Wyoming rose up and they said no, right? And we are making a difference. I know it, like, you're like, why are we moving the needle at all? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Do not lose hope. Do not lose faith. And remember that you're born for such a time as this. And I know I say this probably every time I'm on here, but I mean it. Because what a time to be alive, right? What a time to be alive. We are living in very interesting times. We've never been here before. I mean, a president's home has never been right. An ex-president, a former president's home has never been raided before. Like, that's not like, you know, we're in a new era, okay? And we're alive for it, right? And God placed you on this planet for this time. to be alive for that, to be a voice, to speak up, to speak out, to have a say. Don't back down and take a time out. And if you're getting tired, take a time out and then jump back in the ring. Cause we got elections coming up here, guys. A lot's going to be happening. My goal, we got to take the house, right? Shut down the house, man. They're like on full blown, like, let's destroy the country as fast as we can. The Inflation Reduction Act bill. What was that? Like, that's like totally opposite of what it's going to do. Okay. It was all a bunch of climate change junk and spending more money. They're just trying to drive our country into the ground right now. Like, that's their main goal because they're not for America, right? They're not for America. They're for more of a, you know, World Economic Forum type view of the world, to put it lightly. That's what they want. So they're trying to go full steam ahead. Our goal is to stop this freight train right now. And I believe we can do it by taking back the House and shutting down some of this stuff. If we can take the Senate, let's do it, right? Because that controls the judges. And we gotta have good, righteous judges in this country that rule according to the Constitution. So here we are. Here we are. We're going into the fall. I hope to be doing more lives, more satire, all of it heading into this whole thing. I'll have more time on my hands here soon. And let's do this. Buckle up. Let's get the show on the road. So are you paying attention? Well, notice the beginning. Yes. Okay. All right, you guys. Well, I'm not going to take up too much more of your time. Hey, Melbourne, Australia. Hey, guys. Good day. Good day. I'm not good. I'm terrible at an Australian accent. I try it, and then it suddenly becomes English when I try it. Like, I'm like, good day, mate. And then I suddenly start talking. Well, a little bit there. I can't. And then I sound like a British person. They'll come for me now. Well, you saw me do Harry. I played Harry, Prince Harry, a little while back. The wig was the best part. It's terrible looking. My goodness. That was the worst I think I've ever looked on camera, was Harry, Prince Harry. Yeah. Anyways. All right, you got Cockney, yes. What is it? My Fair Lady. All right. I need to stop. Just stop. The wigs are the best. I love the wigs. Yes. I don't have like a long dark brown because I have highlights in my hair. Like, I need something just like dark. So I need to order that. All right, you guys. All right. Well, I'm just going to sign off now. Thank you so much for joining this episode of Conservative Mama. We need to do more episodes. I don't even know what episode this is. I don't think I've been counting because they're random. They need to be more consistent and reliable. So I'll work on that. All right, you guys, God bless you. Keep the faith, and we'll talk again soon. Bye, guys.